Edward. Madam Chair, good morning. Thank you very much for providing me with this opportunity to speak. I apologize for not being here in person. Unfortunately, there's a situation that required that I remain in Dakar, so I would like to thank the organizers for arranging this meeting, providing us with an opportunity to share our experiences. I'm extremely glad to have participated in the first part of this meeting. It's amazing to hear the experiences of regions that are so far from us. It's fascinating, and it's very important for this issue of climate change that we are able to exchange our experiences. And I would like to say that I didn't have the time to make a presentation, but I'd like to take this opportunity to say a couple of words about the Senegal River situation
that can enrich our discussions, and then we can look to the future. So I won't be very long. I just want to say that we're facing, in the Senegal River area, a few problems. They're becoming a lot worse due to temperature, flows, as you know. We also have a problem concerning managing our water resources, which we've spoken about a lot. We've had a lot of difficulties in planning. So in that respect, for 2 years, we've been trying to carry out a large study on viability for our river. That's allowed us to look at problems and look at what solutions we could provide. The first difficulty then was really ecosystem variability in our basin. There's a lot of climate viability, in fact. Also, that means that there are different problems depending on where you are in the basin or the delta. A very important point is scaling up governance. That's very important for being able to deal with adaptation to climate change and manage it. Because whatever solution we adopt, then it's important for the populations to be part, because of course we have to raise awareness. Of course, they're largely those affected by climate change and disturbances, so we need to raise awareness amongst the population. They are the main stakeholders that can change the trends that we're seeing in terms of our ecosystems and climate change. So we're focusing on governance at different levels, in national and regional. We're really committed to large-scale awareness-raising campaigns for the population so that they are aware of how serious the situation is and how serious climate change is. Another measure that we've taken in terms of our plan for adaptation is trying to take measures for following up, managing and integrating water resources for risk reduction. Because droughts and floods are some of the worst effects of climate change for us. So we're taking into account the different specificities of our basin. We're doing mapping. We're implementing tools for modernization, which allow us to better manage this phenomenon. And the third thing I wanted to say is to talk about socioeconomic and environmental measures. So alongside awareness raising and providing sufficient tools for management in the basin. We're also starting pilot projects on adaptation, over 100 measures. Around 20,000 people are benefiting from this project on adaptation. And this project generates revenue. It's the main activity within this project is working amongst communities. So that the main activity is carried out by the community itself. They can do the work and they move us forward towards development. And we've seen really good results so far, and we hope to scale that up to then move forward to find further nature-based solutions. So that's just a little taster of what we've done at the Senegal River Basin Development Authority. We are drawing up a climate investment plan. We hope that will be invested in the coming years. Sponsors will be involved, and the World Bank and other stakeholders, and we really hope that leveraging those resources will allow us to institute the conditions to improve the environment.